rest of the story. He's lying there in the grass, hiding and thinking. He has studied the little girl's habits, and he knew that she would come outside her grandfather's house mid-afternoon to play. He hated himself for this. In his whole miserable, messed-up life, he had never considered anything so callous as kidnapping, and yet here he was, lying in the grass, hidden by the trees from the house, waiting for an innocent, red-haired, 2-year-old girl to come within reach. It was a long wait, time to think. Maybe all of his life Harlan had been in too much of a hurry. He was 5 when his Hoosier farmer daddy had died. At 14, he dropped out of Greenwood School and hit the road. He tried odd jobs as a farmhand and hated it. Tried being a streetcar conductor and hated it. At 16, he lied about his age and joined the Army and hated that too. When his 1-year enlistment was up, he headed for Alabama, tried blacksmithing, failed. Became a railroad locomotive fireman with the Southern Railroad. He liked that. Figured maybe he had found himself. At 18, he got married. But within months, wouldn't you know, she announced she was pregnant the same day he announced that he'd been fired again. And then one day he was out job hunting and his young wife gave away all of their possessions and went home to her parents. And then came the Depression. And now we'll pick up the rest of the story. Harlan just couldn't win for losing. He really tried. Once while working at a succession of railroad jobs, he tried studying law by correspondence, but he dropped out of that too. He tried selling insurance, selling tires. He tried running a ferry boat, tried running a filling station. No use. Face it, Harlan was a loser. And now here he was hiding in the weeds outside Roanoke, Virginia, plotting a kidnapping. As I say, he had watched the little girl's habits. He knew about her afternoon playtime, but this one day she did not come out to play, so his chain of failures remained unbroken. Late in life, he became a chief cook and bottle washer at a restaurant in Corbin, and he did all right until the new highway bypassed the restaurant. And then his expected lifespan ran out. He's not the first man, nor will he be the last, to arrive at the twilight of life with nothing to show for it. The bluebird of happiness or whatever had always fluttered just out of reach. He had stayed honest, except for that one time when he had attempted kidnapping. And in fairness to his name, it must be noted that it was his own daughter he had meant to kidnap from his runaway wife. And they both returned to him the next day anyway, but now the years had slid by and a lifetime was gone and he had nothing to show for that lifetime. He'd not really felt old, though, until the day the postman brought him his first Social Security check. And that day, something within Harlan resented, resisted, and exploded. The government was feeling sorry for him. He'd had all those hitless times at bat. The government was saying, "You've had it. It's time to give up and retire." His restaurant customers in Corbin said they'd miss him, but his government said 65 candles on the cake was enough and sent him a pension check, told him he was old. Well, he said nuts, and he got so angry he took that $105 check and started a new business. And today that business is still prospering. For the man who failed at everything save one thing, the man who might have been a law-breaking kidnapper had he not also failed at that, the man who never got started until it was time to stop, was Harlan Sanders. That's right. Colonel Sanders. And the new business he started with his first Social Security check was Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now you know the rest of the story.